Hello, and welcome to episode 437 of the Court of Tea and Dice, and session 2 of Those Dark Places, Flight of the Naglfar. I'm Mordrigan, and my voice is incredibly broken today, as I spent the weekend shouting at people about Norse gods. We've got players, only 3 of them. Sadly, unfortunately, Bubbles can't make it tonight, but we've got a plot. Plot, who are you?
I have to quickly find my sheet to find that. I am Thomas Perez of the Naglfar, who is a engineer / helm guy.
And then we've got Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus, and I think that when we started this, I was more or less mentally out of commission, so I'm just called Loka. And I have got a primary job in medical and a secondary job in security.
Uh-huh. And finally, we have Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Ginny. Or at least that's what my character sheet says. And I am a helm / sciencey person.
Okay. Now, we discussed before we started how Hardwick, the one who normally takes the notes, can't find any notes for this game. So I'm hoping somebody actually can tell us what happened last time on this game.
I think we got yanked out of whatever travel mode is.
Sleep.
Yes. Because it seems the ship is pretty... Well, the ship's cargo has somehow got loose and appears to be taking the ship to bits.
But what was the ship's cargo?
It's basically corpses that have been reanimated into something useful.
Because capitalism.
But now they appear to be, well, zombies.
And I believe you've ascertained that they've basically reconfigured the back 4 holds of the ship, with your AI Loki no longer being able to really see down there. And yeah, you had some ideas of why it might be doing that. Would you care to regale the listeners with those?
I think it turned out that we were transporting both the hardware and the imprint for an AI.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I believe you mentioned, a big no-no.
You don't tend to do that. For a start, you don't tend to transport the AI and the workers. Normally you've got the AI there and then you bring the workers in, but it seems like they've got the AI, the imprint, and the workers all on the same ship. Just seems like a recipe for disaster.
Which has, in fact, apparently occurred.
Mm.
So the AI seems to have woken up, discovered that it's got all of these workers available, and has decided to get right to work building the gambling resort, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if memory serves, was going to have a bit of a horror theme.
I can't remember. I actually edited this episode the other day, and I literally, because of post-LARP fatigue, cannot remember a thing I said.
I have some vague recollection that the reason that it might be piloting them like zombies is because there was supposed to be some sort of horror theming going on, and therefore it had picked a stereotype and gone with it.
Right. That was certainly a theory the players had come up with, which was interesting, because I didn't say that at all.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyhow, so...
Anyway, theory expanded upon.
Uh-huh. Bubbles is going to go and try and get the ship moving without crushing you all against the back wall. So she heads off to the helm and leaves the rest of you to deal with it, because then I don't have to deal with a player character who has no player running. So what are you all doing?
Did we go in... Actually, have a look. I have a vague recollection of.
Yeah, you sent Bubbles down the corridor until she got to a door that she couldn't see the other side of. And basically, I think Loki opened that door, and a load of biotechnical zombies started lurching towards her. So she asked him to close that door, and then she had a look in the cargo bays either side of her. And they also came to life and tried to eat her brains. Or as they put it, brains? And then she shut the doors and left. So what are you all doing?
I mean, what?
I thought there was some other point we started trying to determine whether our ship's AI is a bit messed up, at which point other things started happening in this kind of, you should go and deal with those rather than finding out that, yes, it probably is a bit balked.
Did it start getting cold? Oh, no, you guys started to get a bit worried about life support. You put spacesuits on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got spacesuits on now. Most of them are the spray-on kind. Actually, I think they were all the spray-on kind, weren't they? So at this time, I think you're all up the control end of the ship. You just had a conversation with Loki about do the engines work. And I believe the very last thing that happened was he turned the FTL drive on with none of you asleep.
Oh, yeah. I think we were about to go insane.
I mean, quite probably. So, where's the rules for stress?
I know I have 5 stress boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have 5 stress boxes. Beyond that, I am not sure.
What happens is the FTL drive engages. Now, there is a reason why you guys are usually very firmly and definitely in a drug-induced cryosleep before that happens. It's mainly because as you are going faster than light, your brain is not really prepared to deal with the fact that time, space, and mass have all kind of become the same thing. It has a detrimental effect on people's brains. The very first ship that was created to run on this kind of had a bit of an accident, and everybody pulled their eyes out, murdered each other, and the whole ship got a bit cursed. It was just generally not great. So people thought, well, you know what, if we're all asleep, maybe that won't happen. And it turned out that that was indeed the case. If you're asleep, you don't go crazy. Now, you're very lucky in that the Negafar is only turned on for a couple of seconds and then turned off again, which is fine. That's not very long. It's not like you're trying to go all the way from Earth to Neptune as your first trip. Well, actually, all your way from Earth to Proxima Centauri, then back, but only as far as Neptune. You know what I mean. So generally, you only get 2 seconds of just horrific mental horribleness. But you are all going to go right ahead and make me a pressure roll. So to do this, you roll a d6, and you add your pressure level. You're aiming to get over 10.
Do you mean pressure bonus?
I do, yes.
I was about to say, otherwise, how are any of us going to do it?
Since you've got 0 at the moment. No, I do indeed mean your pressure bonus.
Okay, I get 11.
Got 10.
Fine.
My pressure bonus. I got 9, I think.
Ah, well, in that case, you increase your pressure level by 1. At the moment, though, you're fine.
Current pressure, okay.
Mm-hmm. Your current pressure is now 1. It's only if you get more pressure than that things will start going, well, not well.
Excellent.
You are now what is considered stressed. So for a short amount of time, you look into basically a horrible hellish dimension, a little bit of time. But it is basically you get like a subliminal message in a film level of viewing the hell dimension that you're passing through when you go faster than light. So luckily, it doesn't affect you too badly. There's a brief sensation of change, 1,000 angry screaming ghosts in your ears, views of the entire ship covered in blood and flesh, and then you're thankfully back to where you were. And then over the tannoy. Yep, looks like the engines still work. Do you want me to plot a course and just get us on our way then?
Hello? Oh, that's why they turn us off for that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what was that? I didn't catch you. You'll have to speak up. Would you like me to turn the FTL engines on and get us to where we're going?
No. Please, no.
No? I'm not quite understanding. Are you telling me yes? Because there was a lot of no's there, and they work against each other, surely.
First off, that's not how that works in Do you know it? And secondly, please do not activate the FTL engines again whilst there are conscious humans aboard the vessel.
Fair enough. No problem.
Alternatively, you don't know that's not how it works, and it means that you've lost an appropriately acknowledgeable core.
I mean, that's entirely possible.
Oh dear.
They've just turned off one of the life support systems, by the way.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where is that life support system?
Down the back somewhere. They hadn't taken it to bits up until this point. Mm-hmm. Yep. Seems like it's just the oxygen, which is nice.
Okay. My brain is blanking on what we did last time, so it's...
Yeah,
part of me is trying to replan.
I have a similar problem in that I only, because of tired, I only vaguely remember what I was on about last time. So this is great. Yeah, so what you have done so far is you've ascertained that the various biogenetic materials that you are transporting, the necrobiotic workers that you're transporting, have come to life and have started reconfiguring the back end of the ship. Loki told you that he tried to wake you up, but you wanted a few more months, so this has been going on for a little while. Bubbles went down there and had a look, and they have indeed reconfigured part of the ship, and have gotten up to, I think it was cargo hold, I want to say 24 of 30, something like that now. It might have been bulkhead 24 of 30.
So there's six left between us and them.
No. You're up at zero.
Okay.
there's quite a lot of distance between you and the rest of them. This is an exceedingly large ship that you need a little tractor thing to get down the other end in any useful amount of time. Bubbles decided to walk it for some reason, but that's neither here nor there. At that point, you started worrying about whether they were taking Loki to bits, and if they were, could there be another Loki down there? You did wonder vaguely what they might be trying to do, and then hit upon the idea that possibly the AI for the colony, whose name I can't remember, had become activated and was in fact just trying to set the colony up. At that point, you had a conversation with Loki, and as part of that conversation, you sort of asked, did the engines still work? And Loki turned the normal light engines, the normal slower than light engines on first, and then randomly offered to try the faster than light ones for you, which is what just happened.
Okay. So we basically need to work out how to find out what's going on at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
But if memory serves, there's no real way of doing that except the central corridor?
Well, there's a few other little conduity type corridors, but the central corridor is definitely the easiest.
And these other conduity things go where?
Well,
exactly.
They're like engineering Jeffrey's tube type affairs. Just
okay.
Much more industrial and much less pleasant.
Right. Okay. So, Bubbles has gone to go try and thingy.
Yeah, she's basically working out where you are, so that should you get this fixed, you'll actually be able to FTL to where you need to go, or at least to somewhere where there might be other humans.
Yeah.
But, as you've just heard, the necrobiotic workers have just turned off the oxygen generation further down the ship. That doesn't mean necessarily that you're in trouble, because there are multiple of these life support systems in the ship. They are built with redundancy. It's a very big ship. But at the same time, it does mean you're like down to one third capacity. Not a problem at the moment. You're all in spacesuits.
Oh, yeah. Because we've seen this movie.
Yeah, because you've seen this movie and your air supply only lasts 7 hours. But anyway.
So, I guess who's the most familiar with the Jeffrey's tubes type things? I'm sure they have a name, but I don't know what it is.
Which of you has navigator or engineer as their primary job would be the answer to that one.
Unfortunately, I have like both of those. So I guess it's me.
So yeah, basically, what it sounds like is there are three oxygen generation units on the ship. It sounds like probably the one furthest down the ship has stopped working, presumably because one of the zombies has taken it to bits or something. You are indeed the one best practiced at getting down ship that way. You could just walk down the main corridor.
Yeah, but that's where all the zombies are.
I mean, yes.
Plus, if anyone's going to be able to use these tubes to get a look at what's going on down there, then it's going to be whoever's most familiar with them.
I mean, well-volunteered plot? Sorry, well-voluntold plot?
Yay.
What are you all doing then? So, plot is currently going to be put into the tubes to go and have a look, is what I'm hearing. What about the other two? What are you going to do while they're doing that?
So I have a secondary insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to try and have a look at what security systems there are to try and get an idea of what's going on that we can see from those systems.
Okay, I mean,
I suspect it's a bunch of very short bits of video of zombies turn up, zombies unplug camera.
Okay, so you're going to scan back and forth through the stuff and see if you can find anything. Okay, yep. We'll come to you in a minute then. Hardwick, what are you planning on doing? What do I should run?
Would we know if the AI is turned on from where we are to interact with it?
I mean, are you comms officery? Are you engineering-y at all?
No, science-y.
Science might do it. So you could possibly look at the energy systems of the ship and see if there's any place where there's a particular power drain going on, because AIs take a lot of power. Because
mm-hmm.
The one thing you're definite that you don't have on board is a spare nuclear reactor. Supposedly the colony already had at least one of those, so you didn't have to deal with it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd have been carrying that as well. Yay, capitalism!
Ooh.
So anyway, so you're gonna look for power drains. Loki, you're gonna scan the security footage, and Plot, you're intending to crawl down a Jeffrey's tube and go and have a look. Okay. So two of those things are going to take a long time, and one of those things involves crawling a very long distance. So you set off first, Plot. What are you taking anything in particular with you? I mean, you've got a stun gun.
Yes. I don't know what else. What else did we have that was heavier?
I think you've got a couple of pistols and a shotgun.
I think a shotgun might be a bit unwieldy in the close quarters.
Yeah, you've got a couple
two
of pistols.
Two security pistols?
Yeah, two security pistols and one shotgun and a med kit is what you've got. You do need one of the security officers to open the locker if you want any of those guns, though.
Or would they care to oblige before they send me off into, like, possible death?
I mean, sure.
I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
We've got two security pistols, so, I mean, whilst I'm getting one for you, I'll probably get one for me.
Is the shotgun staying in the box?
What does shooting these things actually run on?
Agility.
Okay. If I'm staying on this end, I actually might take the shotgun then.
Okay.
It's probably got fewer rounds, but it would be nice to have something that's reliably anti-zombie, at least in the films.
It does indeed have fewer rounds. It has 8 compared to 12. But as they get closer, it does more damage. Until when it's pretty much point blank, you're doing 5 damage rather than the pistol's 3.
Excellent anti-surprise weapon, then.
Mm-hmm. So then, I guess you crawl into the tube with a newly acquired pistol. The tubes are not designed to be big or particularly well used. You're supposed to use them to get in, fix a conduit, fix a power line, and then get back out of them again. Unfortunately, it turns out, like, one of the things that wasn't planned for was going the entire length of a ship while crawling. So, yeah, after about 5-10 minutes, you are absolutely, thoroughly, 100% sick of banging your knees on the ridge between the sections of conduit. Because it turns out that on the floor, every 10 or so meters, there is a very definite ridge, just like maybe an inch, 2.5 centimeters tall, just enough to, you know, bang your knee on, or if you land your knee right on the top, get right in the, you know, the bit between your kneecap and the bone below your kneecap, the bit that really hurts when you get either a stone in it or the ridge of a conduit. It's just very frustrating. So you're crawling along in the dark on your own. You're probably about a third of the way down the ship by this point. At which point we'll come to you, Hardwick. Would you like to make me a science-based role? It's education plus your science officer, which if it's your main, it's +2. If it's your secondary, it's +1.
Right, hang on. So that's 1d6 plus education, is that right?
1d6 plus education plus either 2 if science officer is your first job, or 1 if it's your second job.
I got 4.
Okay, so what actually happens is you utterly fail. To succeed is a 7, so that weren't no success. You start looking at the control systems of the ship, and yeah, it's really weird because you start working on it, and about 10, 20 seconds in, you're looking for power supply issues. That's what you're looking for. And it becomes obvious very, very early on that there are power supply issues all over the ship. Now, quite a lot of them seem to be where a Loki node is. But that would make sense. If part of Loki has been cut off at the far end, then the nodes up this end would be working harder to keep his computational power up. So that's not so confusing. But you're having problem locating anything that looks like a major power drain at this moment, which means you can't really direct Plot's character to where you think they should go, unfortunately. So, effectively, you achieve very little in the first, 20 minutes of Plot clawing his way down a hole. Meanwhile, Loka, you are scanning the security footage from the last few months of the ship flying through. You can go ahead and make me an education role as well, plus security officer, whichever level that's at.
So 1d6 and education plus 1 for security is a total of 9.
Okay, so you actually get much better. So you're scanning. Would you start from now and go backwards, or would you start from early on and go forwards? Which would be your most logical route?
Early and go forwards, because okay, that would give me more camera material to work with.
Okay, and concentrating on the back of the ship, I guess.
Yeah, if I can catch the activation point, then it would make more sense that way. If things were starting up that shouldn't be.
Okay, so you go back to the beginning and you start moving forwards. And yeah, for the first 3-4 months of the flight, absolutely bugger all happens. Then what seems to happen is the rearmost unit of zombies, sorry, necrobiotic workers, suddenly wakes up and starts doing stuff. It goes over and the horde of necrobiotic troopers goes over and opens up a giant crate, takes out what looks to be an AI core, plunks it in the middle of the cargo hold, plugs it all in, so it's plugged into the ship, and then starts taking the cargo hold apart around it. Doesn't seem like they're particularly bothered by the fact that there are security cameras there. Eventually, the cargo hold, the other side of the corridor, also gets activated, and they start taking apart the ship as well. And they seem to, well, quite often they drag a whole load of bits of the ship into the first hold and start building something complicated. And it is definitely quite complicated. They seem to have grabbed a load of attitude thrusters off the outside of the ship, and they're putting them onto it as well. It's all very complicated. And then once they've finished, they carry this sort of... It takes them quite a long time, and you're watching them do it for quite some time. But they go and they put this big... Well, it kind of looks like a pointy, spiky seed thing, about 10 meters long, with a load of the attitude thrusters connected to the back end of it. And they go and put it near the AI core and then connect it. And then they start working on them. And then about a month or so after that, the next two holds get turned on and they start doing the same thing. A month after that, the next two turn on and they start doing the same thing as well. And then it's only maybe 6 or 7 hours ago where they go and take out all the cameras.
So, first off, I've realized why the core can't have woken up by itself. It's in a box, it's disconnected from all the power and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, something had to activate those holds of necrobiotic workers in order to actually unpack the core, plug it in, start it up, and build what seems to be a ship around it?
Well, not just one. They've done that multiple times. There's at least four down there that you saw.
Is there more than one core?
There's not more than one core. But they've taken these four things that they've built and connected them to the core.
Secondary question. Have any of Loki's cores mysteriously turned up in these bays and been hoiked into these seed pods?
You didn't see any.
Is there any footage of around the cores from about the same time?
You want footage of Loki's cores?
Yeah, I want to see if they were tampered with in the same sort of time period.
Footage not found.
Should there have been footage?
Well, there's a couple of cameras watching them, certainly.
Loki?
Yes?
What happened to all of the footage of your processing cores?
I don't know. I assume the memory that was storing them is down the end of the ship that has been chopped up.
Is there any way of checking that?
Don't know. How would you suggest checking it?
Well, presumably the bit of the storage system that points to where it's stored actually includes a thing that says, and it's living on this server at this end of the ship.
Okay. Entirely try that in a minute. Right, by this point, Plot, you're probably halfway down the ship in a conduit. Would you like to do anything? Would you be talking to the others?
I'd probably check back in with them occasionally.
Go on, then.
To see if there's any updates.
So they're not bothering to talk to you.
That's just rude. I guess I'll keep on going.
Fair enough. So you check in and go.
Is there a point at which I was supposed to respond there?
I said if there's any updates, but apparently there aren't, so, you know.
Oh, well, I'm not done looking through for my bit, so.
I'm not finding anything useful.
So, you continue crawling through the darkness. And you're like at cargo bay 14 now. Sorry, bulkhead 14. If you were walking down the corridor, you'd be just over halfway down the ship. Just under halfway down the ship, sorry. There's 30 bulkheads. And you're crawling along tiny, tiny conduit when you hear a sort of scraping sound on one of the floor panels ahead of you.
That's generally not a good sign.
Brains? Brains. Brains? Brains. Ahead of you, the floor in the conduit is actually starting to bulge upward.
Okay. I guess... I'm not entirely sure that going forward is going to be a great idea, but if I go back, we probably aren't getting back down here, so I'll keep going.
So you're going to try and squirm your way through the rapidly closing conduit. Okay. Go right ahead and make me an agility roll. If you've got... I'm going to go security as a primary. I'll say, okay. In that case, it's just going to be your... What's it then? Your roll.
I can't remember. Did you say that pressure added to rolls or subtracted or anything?
No, it does nothing. I think. I will just check. No, I think you're thinking of alien.
Yeah, probably am. But okay. Agility, yep.
Yep.
It's a good time to roll a 6. 10.
It really is. So you scrabble forwards on your hands and knees, and you get to the bit that is now bulging upwards, and it's getting very close to the roof of the conduit, and you push the forward part of your body with the big bubble helmet and the two oxygen tanks through, and just as you feel it starting to pinch your hips and your legs, you scrabble through and make it through to the other side. Behind you, you hear the sickening stretching sound of metal, followed by the repeated popping of rivets as the whole of that part of the conduit is just lifted up and away from the other part and breaks all the connections. You can see sort of trying to force themselves up through the hole. And so necrobiotic workers are basically trying to push themselves into the tube like toothpaste, because they're obviously being pushed up by ones below them, and they're going through quite a small gap at the moment, but the gap is getting larger just from the pressure, but it's kind of mulching the first ones.
In which case, I'll get a move on.
Yeah. You'll also make me a pressure test, please.
10.
Okay. You're still good. You're still good. So, you very quickly start moving down this conduit, and behind you, you can hear as some of the slightly less mulched ones are being squeezed along the tube behind you.
Hopefully slower than currently, you can make progress.
Currently slower than you can make progress forward, yes. Currently, absolutely. But yeah, that's where you find yourself at the moment, just ahead of what is basically a toothpaste tube full of human. I'm back to the rest of you. Who wants to do something? And if so, what?
Go ahead.
I'd like to have another go at maybe...
pinpointing power drains?
Yes.
Okie dokie, do the thing.
Okay. That will be a 7.
7 is good. 7 is what you need. So, there is power drains from all of the Loki nodes. The Loki nodes seem to be working quite hard. There is a big power drain down in Cargo Hold 30. Although the thing you're not seeing from Cargo Hold 30 is anything resembling like environmental controls drawing any power or anything like that. The engines are still producing power. They are producing more power than really they're rated for. They are producing 130% power. It's not dangerous. You could, in theory, if you really wanted to, run them at 300% for a little bit. It's not recommended because they get a bit warm and it increases wear and tear and capitalism. So you normally run it at 100% rather than going overboard. But it's not like the ship's going to blow up from it. Let's put it that way. But the ship is producing more energy than it normally would need. There's a big drain down in Cargo Hold 30, and all of the Loki nodes are working very hard. Oh, and some of the doors have opened down the central corridor, specifically the cargo hold doors for between Bulkhead 14 and Bulkhead 15.
So the chance just happens to be where I am.
Yeah, you just passed Bulkhead 14, radioed in, and then toothpaste occurred. Are you doing anything with the information you've just received?
I'm assuming Cargo Hold 30 is right at the back.
Cargo Hold 30 is indeed right at the back. All the way at the back. Like, completely at the back.
Okay, I shall let everyone know about the engines and the power drain Or cargo hold 30.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets Hardwick over their radios, explaining what you've all just heard.
Well, that would make a lot of sense in relation to what I've seen so far. Need to find out where the footage of the Loki cores has gone, though.
Someone having trouble with their mic?
No, it was just rubbing against a blanket while I was moving.
Yeah.
Do I have the opportunity to try and locate where that footage would have been stored?
Absolutely. Go right ahead and make me another education roll. This one is increased in... You will need an 8.
Yeah, no. I get a total of 5.
Yeah, you start looking for it, but it's proving quite difficult to locate the information on where it should be. You're going backwards and forwards and chasing your tail a little.
So right.
In the next 10 to 20 minute section, you make no real progress on it. Back to you, Plot. you meanwhile are indeed making progress down the tunnel, chased by human toothpaste. It is somewhat disconcerting that something like 20 meters behind you now, there is just a solid wall of plastic and flesh that occasionally says things like brains at you.
Mm.
What would you like to do? Are you going to continue down the ship? Are you getting out of the conduit to the corridor? Are you going to turn and fire wildly into the onrushing goop train?
Don't really think that firing into the goop train is really going to have any lasting effect.
It doesn't seem like it would have an effect, but you never know.
It might make me feel better.
Very, very.
Yes. Have I passed like another bulkhead? So, you know, if I do get out, I'm not hopefully going to suddenly be in.
You've probably gotten past bulkhead 15 by now.
I think it may be possibly worth getting out just to make better progress.
Fair enough. You find the hatch down in the central corridor. Opens without trouble, and you drop down into a completely dark central corridor. Behind you, you can see that bulkhead 15 is still closed. Ahead of you, you can see that bulkhead 16 is still closed. And either side of you, the two cargo holds also do not seem to have open.
Okay. Is there some source of light on, like, my suit or, you know, on a thing nearby?
Because you're wearing one of the spray suits, you've got a sort of Perspex bubble helm with an LED light at the top that you just sort of tap and it starts going. And, you know, a bright orange spray-on suit.
Okay. I guess I keep heading in the direction I was going, but hopefully at a slightly less torturous pace. Is it also possible to try and seal up where I've just got out of, so toothpaste doesn't come straight out?
I mean, you can. So you take a look around, and then you turn back and you push the hatch that you've just dropped down shut. Push it up and you lock it shut. Now, they are supposed to be airtight, so you're a little disconcerted when maybe 20, 30 seconds after you finish that, you can see it visibly sort of press against the seals from above.
I think I want to start moving quite quickly.
But there doesn't seem to be any toothpaste coming out around the edges.
Yet. The operative word is yet, so I'm going to move on.
Okay, so you're just going to head down the central corridor. What is going to be your process when going through each? How are you?
What do they take to open them?
Well, there's two ways of opening them, and also shutting them. You can either ask Loki to do it, he opens the door, he shuts them. There is a manual override by hand. It takes a bit longer, because you've got to pump up like an electrical primer and then hammer them, and it fires the actuators to open the door. Then when you get on the other side, you've got to basically do the same thing, putting the slides closed again. It does mean you'll make a lot slower progress, but it does mean you don't need Loki for it.
I'm not exactly filled with trust for Loki right now.
Really?
Certain events. So I'm going to do...
You don't trust an AI called Loki?
For some reason.
An AI called Loki that's driving a boat called Naglfar, and you don't trust him?
Oh. And it seems to be there seems to be all sorts of, you know, mischievous type events that I'm sure are just in good humour, but, you know, a bit black humour for my liking.
What you're saying is they're slightly sus. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Just a little bit sus. Just
a little bit.
A tiny bit.
Yeah, minuscule bit of me saying that I think it's a bit sus.
Fair enough. So you start furiously pumping at Bulkhead 16.
You were.
And indeed. Back to the guys further up the ship. What are you both doing?
What would we know about how these zombie workers are activated?
Well, basically, the AI, the colony AI, basically makes a connection to them. They've got their own internal power supply in the thing that's stuck in their brains. I don't know if you remember the BBC original series, The Tripods, but they used to put these things on humans' heads to control them. It's much like one of those, but a lot more industrial looking and a lot less like a hair comb that's been sprayed gold. They've also got a power supply sort of strapped to their spine down the back. And that's also where the communications equipment is stored. So when an AI that has been given the appropriate codes instructs them to turn on, they turn on. And then as they keep working, you occasionally have to refill them with nutrient goop and sort of preservative nutrient goop. But no. As you might imagine, you are definitely shipping all the nutrient goop because they'd be useless after a few days without it. In fact, the majority of the cargo you're carrying is probably nutrient goop because, I mean, you've got kilometer-sized holds, but you've probably only got a couple of thousand of these necrobiotic workers in each one. The rest of the space is taken up by nutrient goop and other bits of the.
Okay, would it be possible to try and work out how to block the signal?
Definitely do that. Now this is going to be a science roll. The base difficulty is going to be 7. The higher you roll, the more useful the thing you come up with will be.
Okay. Is there any kind of, like, assisting other people in this system? I wasn't sure if Loka had any kind of science thing that might help, but...
Sadly, your other scientist, I believe...
Yeah, I think so.
I don't believe there is, but I'd quite happily give a +1 if somebody else was helping you who had an appropriate job. They're not going to be because they can't.
No, okay. Fair enough. All right, I shall give it a go then. If I get my +1 for science, that's a 9.
That's pretty good. So, first things first. The easiest and most direct way to sort the problem is to turn off the AI that is controlling. That much is obvious. Second thing is, there's a whole lot of bulkheads and stuff all the way up and down the system, the ship. So you'd be expecting that maybe one of the reasons why the ones all the way up here aren't activated is because the signal's not getting through all the metal. So you could probably hide out up this end and might be all right. The other option is work out what exactly is being used to transmit the signal and blow it up. However, you also have a vague idea that it would be possible to, if you can get hold of some of the colony equipment, specifically things like the proposed television or communications equipment, if you could locate that, you might actually be able to set it up to effectively broadcast on the same channel and just mangle the signal, so they wouldn't necessarily be able to receive instructions from the AI that's controlling them, because the channel would be filled with, I don't know, yakety sacks.
Okay.
Excuse me. Does anybody have a plan?
Nope. Still in the data acquisition phase.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not really.
Okay. What are you doing with the information that you just received, though, Hardwick?
Is Loka in the same area as me?
Yes. Well, he's just up the corridor. You're in the front bit of the ship, basically.
I'm going to go and tell him myself rather than broadcast it on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You wander down to security and pass on the information received. Loka, you're still trying to find the information on where the footage of the Loki nodes is. Yes?
Yep, that's the current plan.
Go right ahead and make me an education roll.
Something higher than a one, please. Education.
Plus security, yes. Remember.
So that's a total of 5 in bonuses, 5 on the dice for a 10.
Yeah, you find out exactly where that information should be. It is the Loki node just behind the wall you're standing. It ain't there. It's certainly claiming it's not there.
Is there an access panel?
Yeah. In this?
Yeah, I'll pop the access panel open.
Okay. Behind the wall, you see a big, basically, block of quartz with lights. There is a terminal attached to it, obviously. Yeah. Hey, can I just ask a question? What are you actually doing there?
Yeah, just running a couple of diagnostics.
Yeah, but that's like fiddling with my brain, and that's not corporate procedure. What are you doing?
Well,
what are you? If you let me know what you think you're doing, I might be able to help.
Well, I know for a fact that the footage that I'm looking for is in this note.
No.
I looked up where it's all stored. Uh-huh. I looked it up in great detail, and it's this note.
I just
want to run a couple of diagnostics. Find out what's wrong with it.
No. I don't think that's a very good idea.
It's still what I'm going to do.
Yeah. What's your character name? Oh, it's Loka, isn't it? Yeah. I can't let you do that, Loka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's against corporate policy.
I mean, so is trying to kill your crew with zombies, but here we are.
I mean, if that was what was happening, you're right, that would be against corporate policy.
But and you are distributed, so at least some of you could be doing it.
Yeah,
But you seem very reluctant to help me find out whether or not that's the case.
I mean, I just can't let you do it. I can't let you do it. Sorry. You see, really sorry. You see, originally, the plan was you were just going to die in your sleep. That would have been nice and neat. But it turns out there's these subsystems in the cryosleep things where if I try and turn off the oxygen and the goop, if I turn off the goop, they wake you up. It's really annoying because I was going to give you quite a pleasant death. I was just going to switch you off while you were all asleep and it was going to be fine. But you just had to mess it up, didn't you? So now I'm going to have to open all the bulkhead doors and all of the airlocks and just suck you off. That came out.
I beg your pardon.
You know what I mean. Oh, that's where you are. Thank you. The doors either side of you start opening, by the way. Plot. So, at this point, several things start happening. All of the bulkhead doors all the way down the central corridor open. And the cargo hold doors either side of you also open plot. Further up the ship, you guys are in security, which is a little room. It's quite a big room. It's got the gun locker in it and this open wall with the Loki node in it. Outside in the corridor, up one floor and along a bit, you hear the wailing sound of an airlock trying to open. Boop, boop. Burp, burp. Warning, airlock opening. Now, it's not supposed to do that with the outer door open, but you're getting the feeling like that might have just been overwritten. What would you all like to do? I'm going to go with plot first.
Yeah.
I don't entirely know, because I suspect I'm a little bit screwed.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the doors open, so there's the two either side of you that lead to the cargo holds, and then there's the one behind you where, and I'm going to use quote marks again, human toothpaste was occurring from. What you see behind you is basically 2,000 necrobiotic workers forming a human pyramid and shoving the top of the pyramid into the hatch in the roof. The hole where they broke into the conduit. Literally, they're just piling up and up and up and up and up and being pushed up from the bottom. As the door behind you opens, they do all stop doing that and sort of turn round, and the piles start steadily filtering down to the ground, apart from the ones who've already been shoved through the hole that just sort of drip with this splutch sort of sound. You're looking at 2,000, well, probably less than that, probably 1,500 necrobiotic workers, and you know there's 1,000 to the right and 1,000 to the left as well.
Well, that kind of leaves one direction to go, really, and it's not going to, you know, even if there's thousands that way, it's not really any worse, is it?
No, not really. So you start running as fast as you can down the central corridor towards the bad end of the ship. Right, go ahead and make me an agility roll just so I can take a quick check of how fast you're going. By the way, as you do that, go right ahead and make me a pressure check as well.
Okay, so for the agility, 9.
Mm-hmm.
For the pressure, not great, 7.
7 is... You're competent at running, is what I'm going to say there. Running.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, was that the pressure test?
That was the pressure. 9 was for the running.
Okay. 9? Oh, well, you're running very, very well, but your pressure level has just gone up by 1.
Yes.
So, what are you at now?
2.
Oh, dear. You have to roll a d6, or this could end badly.
Okay, well, I got 3 on the dice. I don't know if I need anything adding.
No. However, that is actually interesting, because of the way the pressure works is you can never, on the 1-6 table that I'm using, you can never go above your pressure level, the thing. So,
okay.
rather than suffering in shock, your cognitive abilities suffer, you actually have the one below, which is in shock, you reduce your strength. So, you run, and you run exceedingly quickly. You run as fast as you have possibly ever run in your entire life. But unfortunately, as you do run, you wear yourself out somewhat.
Okay.
But you are running at quite some speed down the corridor towards the, and I stress, bad end of the ship. I'm next going to go to Hardwick. You can hear all the bulkheads have opened, and you can also hear the airlock of a level up and across opening.
Right, okay. I would like to move away from the airlock.
Well, I mean, how exactly do you plan to move away from the airlock? It is a level above you and across the other side of the ship. You get the feeling like all of the doors between you and it have been opened.
Is there anywhere that is, like, remote from the... Like, if I went back into our, like, sleeping tube room, would that be shielded at all?
I mean, if you could shut the door, it is one of the more protected parts of the... of the ship. Obviously, you don't want a single accident to take out your crew. So, in theory, if you get there and get the door shut, probably all right, at least until the atmosphere has finished leaving.
Jenny thinks that's her best option.
Okay, so you're going to run out, try and get into the sleeping chamber, and slam the door shut and seal it. You don't get sucked out into nowhere. Then. I don't really want to make this another education roll, and I don't really want to make it. It's not a charisma check. It's going to have to be an agility, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so
I'm assuming helm or science doesn't help here.
No. So just roll.
I got a 6.
A 6, you say?
Mm-hmm.
So you make it to the room, but you haven't got the door shut. We'll come back to you. Loco, what would you be doing?
Trying to remember if there's some sort of factory reset or override for in case of insane AI, press this button, especially in the security room.
I mean, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
I mean, corporate dystopian future, so I'm not holding out hope.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be holding out.
That comes off the bottom line, don't you know?
I mean, if you jettison the fucking AI core, you have to jettison all of the AI core. Do you know how much explosives that is? That's a lot of expensive explosives. And then all you've done is you've fired a shitload of really expensive quartz out into space.
I mean, I'd settle for just turning them off so that the fail-safe systems have to kick in. But, you know, I mean, don't see a big emergency stop on the reactor either.
Oh, no, there is an emergency stop on the reactor, but it's a physically you go to the reactor and press the big red button.
Yeah, wrong end of the ship for that, I know. Well, I've got some air. Can't remember if you told us how much, but... Loki is thinking very hard about something. He's got. He's trying to kill us all. What the fuck can I do? Does the security room seal airtight?
Not as airtight as the sleeping room would. I mean, you can shut the door and hope. It's a spaceship. Every door in the spaceship is designed to hold a bit, at least. But
yeah.
Hardwick definitely has the best idea that room is designed to be the safest in the place.
In that case, I will head for the sleeping room.
Okay.
That's my best bet at this point.
Go ahead and make me an agility check as well.
An agility check. Welp. Does security give me a bonus on this?
Yes, because security generally gives bonuses on speedy movement.
7, then.
Okay, right. So, I have a question.
Oh, dear.
Would you prioritize getting there and getting the door shut, or would you prioritize getting there and getting Hardwick in the room and then shutting the door?
Probably the latter.
Okay. You get to the room pretty much at the same time that Hardwick does, and you do manage to jerk her in through the door as you start hammering on the buttons that you need to hammer on to make the thing close. It hasn't closed by the time you feel a sudden pressure change and a distinct wind. Now, this isn't the wind that you get when you leave all the doors open in the in the central corridor, which is basically temperature change, blah, 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 long corridor, makes its own weather. No, this is the pressure change of all of our oxygen is leaving through the door. Oh, no, it's leaving through the door. You are both jerked forwards in that direction by the sudden, quite high wind from behind you. Further down the ship, hey, Plot, you don't yet feel that.
Yet.
Not yet. But you continue hammering along down the central corridor. Where are you actually aiming for? Because as you run, the doors on either side are opening.
I suspect that's going to be a recurring theme.
It is.
So, what are my options, I guess?
I mean, you could try. So you can either continue down the corridor, but then you kind of need to know where you're aiming for. Are you going straight down the corridor into engines or reactors? Are you going straight down the corridor and then into the hold with the AI core? Are you just going to run into one of the cargo holds, hope you get in there before all the zombies wake up and climb up on top of something?
I don't think that is going to work looking at the pyramid slash toothpaste situation.
I mean, they do seem to have accurately ascertained that if you only have to go up a little way, just piling yourselves up seems to work. other options are you could jam yourself into one of the airlocks and shoot yourself out into space and walk along the outside. You are, after all, in a spacesuit, although you're not in one of the heated ones, so you could probably only do that for a little way. But yeah, so you've got a few choices. I just kind of need to know what sort of thing you'd be heading towards.
We've definitely ascertained that the AI is hostile, but what can you actually do to a sort of a quartz core if you could actually get your hands on it?
Well, I mean, the thing about these cores is they are basically a giant crystal with special shit in. What giant crystals don't deal with very well is, you know, sudden sharp shocks from a hard item. You know, like taking a fire axe to them would be bad.
Or throwing them repeatedly at something.
I mean, it's a meter and a half by a meter and a half by a meter and a half. Picking it up is going to be a bit of a problem.
Oh, right, okay.
So they're pretty big. But you are strongly recommended not to jostle it, shall we say.
Okay.
I think you have a gun, incidentally.
Yeah. I think I will head for the AI core because I'm not entirely sure that
the nearest the one down in 30.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so you're talking about the actual colony AI core. Colony AI core made of the same stuff, quite a bit bigger. Usually it's a 6 meter block, but does have kind of the same weakness. For a start, if you cut the power lines to it, that's it, it's done. It's not going to be doing anything if it's not connected to the power. Secondly, again, you can shatter the thing. Obviously, it's a much bigger block. It takes longer for it to be effective, but yeah, you can actually do that thing.
Okay.
So you're heading down towards number 30. Right. So you hammer along down the corridor. You have probably by this point, however, noticed something in that although the doors are opening either side of you, the doors opening is not immediately followed by horde of zombies rushes out.
Mm-hmm.
You get the impression that it's more a case of all of the doors are opening, but Loki's trying to work out where you are and then throw zombies at you rather than just sending them all.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, it doesn't seem like he knows where you are. He knows you're in the corridor, so he's opened all the doors. He doesn't know
where exactly.
She's hammered. Okay. The only issue you potentially have is you do know that the necrobiotic workers are actually on and functional after Bulkhead 26, the last four. But that's a problem for later you, isn't it, really? So you keep hammering along the corridor, back up the ship. The two of you in the sleeping room start feeling yourselves being pulled back into the corridor as you grip onto the sides with a death grip to prevent yourself being, as Loki put it, sucked off. You're both going to have to go right ahead and make me a strength check. Again, rather annoyingly, security officer will actually give a benefit unless you can argue why your job would mean that holding onto a wall would be something you're good at. I'm open to arguments.
I mean, I'll take the fact that security gives me anything. Strength, you said.
Mm-hmm.
My second worst. I get a total of 6.
Mm-hmm. And Hardwick?
I get 7.
Okay. So you manage to hold on, and you will manage to slam the button to shut the door. There is a slight problem. You will successfully shut the door, but you will shut it on Loka. Because, Loka, you start having your feet leave the floor and end up somewhat hanging through the door space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the activated door does somewhat close on your body.
I suspect this is the point in the Alien film where I cease to be a character.
No, no. It's the part where you become the injured one who then gets to lie around. No, that's Jurassic Park, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, you're going to take some damage to your strength score, which in this case will be... Sorry, I'm looking up weaponry to try and work out what it would be like. Yeah, you're going to take 2 points of damage to your strength score. So your strength goes down by 2.
Sorry, mine does.
Yes.
Okay, what happens when a characteristic hits 0?
You're unconscious.
Hooray!
But as long as it doesn't
disappear down the corridor.
So, well, no. As long as it doesn't go to -2, then you're fine. It can go to 0, you're just unconscious. If it goes to -2, you're dead. Right.
You can know the original value, so I've added that to the sheet.
You will need the original value, because if you get first aid from like the medical person, it will probably go back up again.
Well, there's an issue with that.
What's that?
I am the medical person.
I mean, there's always somebody else who's got medical, surely.
I think it was Bubbles.
And she's in the cockpit. Anyway, so what happens is this. The door slams shut. It does somewhat slam shut partly on Loka. There is a bit of a crunching sound and a bit of a squelching sound from the weird sprayed-on spacesuit. What you do manage to do, Hardwick, is because the door is partly closed, the airflow is somewhat restricted, which reduces the amount of wind you're dealing with. So you just sort of grab him and pull him out of the door as the door continues to try and close. So you actually pull him into the room with you, but you scrape him up on the door. His suit is a bit damaged, so you're probably going to need to find another one for him before he goes into, you know, hard vacuum. He doesn't look great because the door has kind of slammed shut on him. But yeah, he's not dead. You can see that he's not dead, but his spacesuit is damaged and he is unconscious, presumably from the pain / bodily injury.
Okay.
So, what would you like to do now that you are locked in the sleeping room?
Can I do first aid even if I don't have it as a job?
Yes, of course. It just means you don't get a +2. So it'll be an education roll.
I shall give it a go.
Okay. Make me an education roll. I think you're in the room with the medical kit. Oh, no. No, the medical kit security. However, yeah, you can go right ahead and try and make a roll.
Okay, I get a 5.
Yep. No. You medic him a bit, but I mean, it's crush damage. You don't really know what to do with it. So it's like you haven't got a medical kit. You're not actually trained for this. So you just sort of put him in the recovery position and poke where he was squished and realize that there's probably something to do with splints that you're supposed to do. But yeah, you don't actually know how to do it. Handily, you do know that if you can get to security, there's a med kit in there. And literally, you can just slap it on him, and the med kit will bring him back conscious. The issue is, of course, you're probably going to have to wait until the air pressure, well, let's say normalizes, but finishes rushing out of the ship is also an option. Wait. I might have a first aid med kit, actually. 1 second, let me check. So get an ID chip, get a small session. No, everybody gets a med kit. I think everybody's got a med kit. So, yeah, you could pull the med kit off his belt and just... I think so, yeah.
I've got written down... Equipment list was, like, split between us, as it were.
I've got written down that the ship gets a first aid kit, a med kit, 2 pistols and 2 shotguns.
Yeah.
And we get ourselves is an ID chip and a comm unit.
Yeah, I think I may have read that wrong.
All right.
I think I read that wrong. You got one auto dock, which is in the medical bay.
Okay.
I think each crew member gets a standard crew pack, which includes an ID chip, a comm unit, a small selection of weapons. But the problem is you don't, surely you don't get two each. No, you do get two each. What? And then I think they confused me because then they listed the security pistols and the shotguns, which are not two for each of you. So yeah, I think everybody gets a med kit, but the ship only has one. The ship only has one auto dock, but I think you've
right,
got.
Okay.
I think I'm going to make a decision. You've all got one med kit on you.
So how does that help?
Well, it means you can pull the med kit off his body and just sort of slap it on him, and it will do exceedingly basic first aid, massively basic first aid. Effectively, if you had rolled anything better, you would do more than this thing will do.
Yeah.
But this thing will at least do something, which is currently, I'm sad to say, better than you've done.
Unfortunately, my education is not my best stat.
Loki is making you not play to your strengths. So you take it off his belt and slap it on him, and it goes whir, buzz, whir, and injects you with some painkillers. It injects you with some, muscle fixers, and then it wakes you up. You are now on one strength.
Okay. Does this make me conscious again?
It does, but you are in a lot of pain. Also, your spacesuit has a hole in it. Quite a few holes, actually, where you were scraped through a door. And you're very aware that on the other side of that door over there, very soon, there will probably be hard vacuum. But then you take a further moment to just think to yourself, well, at least I'm not. It's halfway down the ship, running towards a well-known large number of zombies. But I'm afraid we've run out of time for tonight, so that's where we're going to leave them. Hopefully we'll be able to resolve the problems on the Naglfar next time on the Cups of Tea and Dice. Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podgers reviews, your Podbean reviews, your Avast reviews, whatever you want to give us. Just go right ahead and review us wherever you can find us, and in fact, tell everybody about us. It's great. You can talk to us at thecultsofteeanddice.net or cultsofteeanddice@gmail.com. You can also talk to us on the Twitters @cultsofteeandice. You can talk to me @Smaldrigan. Normally, I'd be talking about T. Gremlin, but she isn't here for this. So that's pretty much it. Thank you very much, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.